Welcome in. Welcome to the 4th and 2 podcast.
4th and 2.
First episode.
First.
My name is Preston. I'm one of your hosts.
And I'm Jerome. I'm another host.
Yep. And so our goal with this podcast is to talk about fantasy football, NFL news.
Yeah. You know, pretty much anything.
Picks, opinions.
NFL.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll do NFL bets. We'll do NFL anything regarding NFL. You know, we really enjoy the NFL. We feel like we were talking about it for a couple of years actually.
Yeah.
About potentially doing a podcast or something involving just NFL talk.
Yeah. And an outlet for us to be able to talk about football as much as we want, so we don't annoy our wives.
Yeah.
So today specifically, our first episode, we're gonna be starting off with fantasy football. Geared stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be starting with our top 10 fantasy football quarterbacks for this 2024 season.
Yeah. And this is fantasy. So
yes, fantasy
football. It's going to look a lot different from just, you know, if we were
pure talent,
right. You know, it'd be a different, completely different list. But
100%.
For fantasy, yeah, it's an interesting list.
Yep.
So it should
be
fun.
To note,
yeah,
the points we're going off of are PPR leagues.
Yes.
So we're not doing standard or some of those other formats. We're talking about in PPR. So some leagues are different within that, but that's most of the leagues we play. So anyways, moving on with that, let's get rolling into it, dude. So, all right, I've got my number 10.
Yeah. Start with the number 10. I'll get my number 10.
All right. Kind of go back I'm going back forward. All right.
Yeah.
All right. My number 10 quarterback is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Of the Atlanta Falcons.
Hey.
He's one of those guys I have in the top 10. Not that I'm a Falcons fan or the biggest Kirk fan. But since we're talking fantasy football, dude, he's just consistent, you know?
And
it's funny. I've actually had Kirk Cousins the last 2 years, not even really wanting to draft Kirk Cousins, but I wasn't mad at it, except for him getting hurt, obviously, the one year. But, like, man, I always end up with Kirk Cousins, and he always ends up getting me 20 to maybe 30 points on a game, but he's always in that bracket. So I have him in the top 10. I have him at number 10 just because of the consistency.
Respect,
you know?
Respect. Honestly, he is not in my top 10.
Mm.
But, you know, I do think he's going to have a good year.
Yeah.
So, Kirk's a good pick for 10.
Yeah.
My 10 coming in at 10 is Anthony Richardson.
I am very
excited about this kid. This kid, I call him a kid. But, man, this dude is – I like him. I think he's going to have a great year in fantasy. The rushing upside – I mean, I think he is Justin Fields 2.0. You know, I think he's going to have a little bit, development on that throwing that we were seeing.
Yeah.
That connection down the field to Michael Pittman is going to be pretty deadly, I think.
Yeah.
With that play action, when I watched Justin, I drafted. We played in a lot of fantasy leagues together. I have shares. I still have shares of Justin Fields.
I'm still trying to trade
for
Justin Fields from him.
He sent me a trade. I think it was yesterday he sent me a trade for him. Which I saw.
Yeah,
peaked it.
Yeah.
But essentially, I love Fields. I love what Fields is doing, but the run game wasn't there for Fields, right? As far as he was the running back, but with the Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson, that play action, read option is going to work really well.
I think Jonathan Taylor is going to be a big key to that, whether he stays healthy, whether he actually plays the full year.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff with that, but he's got a good upside.
A lot of upside. I see a lot of points. I think he's going to be right at 10, honestly.
Okay, I like it.
I think he's
going to
be in top 10 this year.
All right. Moving into my number 9.
Yeah.
My number 9 is Brock Purdy. He's kind of in that same category with the Kirk Cousins thing. Now, Kirk Cousins is more vested, right? He's been doing it a lot longer.
Man.
But Brock Purdy, you can't – to me, it's hard to put him out of the top 10.
Yeah.
Again, not a guy I usually go pick up personally.
Yeah.
But he's going to give you good points week in and week out.
Yeah.
And his offense is absolutely stacked.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, you want a share of that, right? Like, you want the ability, like, even if he throws a screen to McCaffrey, the upside on him scoring that touchdown it still goes to him.
Right.
And not to discredit Purdy. I think he's a great player, too.
Yeah. I think he's smart.
Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah. Came in. Nobody really knew about him.
Yeah.
And, dude, he's a good quarterback.
He's good. I agree with you. He's good. He's not in my top 10, though.
Man, I got two back-to-back non-top 10s.
Back-to-back non-top 10. Wow. But I will say,
was he close?
He's close.
Okay.
Like, I sat there and I debated against two players.
Okay.
For him, he was right in that, like,
Almost made it.
I couldn't put him in, but you know, it was tough. It was tough. Okay. So for my nine.
Yeah. Who'd you got at nine?
At my nine, I went ahead and I went with Mr. Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Mr. Nine. Jordan Love at nine. He recently has a new contract.
Yeah.
Last year, I looked at it as like a prove it year, right? You know?
Yeah.
And sitting behind Aaron Rodgers for so long, he showed us, or I should say, he showed me things that I did not expect of him.
Right.
And honestly, I'm a believer now. I think a lot of people are, but essentially, those weapons he's got, incredible. Yeah. Those three receivers.
They can stay healthy. That's the key. Health. Yeah. For the Green Bay Packers.
Man, I really enjoyed what he put together last year. I think he's going to have a
Josh Jacobs.
Great year. Josh Jacobs there now.
Might help out a little bit. Yeah. Take a little bit of the pressure off.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
No, I agree with you. I think he's a great pick.
So,
yeah. So, sweet. Yeah. All right, rolling into eight. So, my eight is actually Anthony Richardson.
Ooh, okay.
So, we're kind of in that same ballpark on him. You kind of already hit all the main points with him, right? I think he's a guy that you could probably, hopefully, get right a couple rounds later than like a Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Because to me, they kind of have similar play styles.
Yeah.
I think Richardson throws the ball a bit more. Yeah. But kind of similar, like to me, they're kind of similar.
Yeah.
So if I could pair Richardson in round two through four with another skill player versus Lamar and somebody less, I may do Richard. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're kind of in that same wheelhouse to me. But I mean, you hit a lot on him already. But yeah, we're right there with Richardson.
We're like two picks apart.
Yeah, pretty close.
So we're both believers in Richardson.
Yep, for sure.
So I'm gonna deny that trade you sent me. No, Richardson's great. So going to my eight.
Yeah.
My eight is, it's a hot take. This is a hot take, but I believe it, and you heard it here first. I believe this wholeheartedly.
Oh no.
This is a guy that I believe in. I'm going to try to get as much shares as I possibly can of this guy.
Oh,
and
no.
It's Mr. Aaron Rodgers himself. I know that's pretty spicy. It's pretty hot.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Man, you know, I think, you know, every year I look and there's always that one guy. It was honestly, I was thinking between him and Kirk, right? Kirk Cousins. I'm like, there's always that older guy that's always in the top 10 that you're like, huh, that guy just in there.
Yeah.
Right? And so for me, I'm like, man, you know, this year, is it Kirk? Is it Matthew Stafford? Is it Baker Mayfield? Is it Aaron Rodgers? And I was like, you know, honestly, the team that I believe in the most out of Jets. All those is going to be the Jets. The Falcons are great. I think they're going to have a great year, right?
Yeah.
But the Jets are going to be, I think they're going to be beautiful. I think they're going to be well fine with a defense, with an offense, with receivers and running backs. It's going to be a cool thing to watch Aaron Rodgers do his thing this year.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing is Rodgers. Can he stay healthy?
If he can stay healthy.
If he recovered well. A lot of question marks. But also, here's the thing. Kirk Cousins is coming off those same questions.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Cousins just came off similar surgery last year. So they both got hurt pretty similar style.
Yeah.
But do I think Rodgers has got the upside? Absolutely. I mean, we're talking about a Hall of Fame quarterback right now. Nice. So, and you know, pairing him with Garrett Wilson and some other pieces.
Mike Williams now. I mean, there's some receivers there.
Well, Mike Williams.
We'll see how Mike pans out. I mean, he's got to stay healthy too, I guess. But I think, you know, I think he's going to have a lot of good options there.
I'm not mad at it. It's a little interesting, but I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, it's a little hot.
A little bit. It's just a little spicy.
A little spicy.
All right, my number seven. I'm kind of going back to my 10-9. Just a guy that he's kind of reliable.
Yeah.
Jared Goff.
Ooh, okay.
You know, I call these my safe picks, right? My 10-9-7 are all safe picks.
Yeah.
Like Goff, Purdy, and Kirk. Now, I'd probably put Goff and Purdy a step above Kirk.
Yeah.
But between the all those guys, they're all in that bracket where it's like, man, you are gonna get between 20 and probably 30 points week in and week out.
Yeah.
And so you can't go wrong with them, you know. Not necessarily from a fan pick of them, but man, to me, it's about consistency, right? If I can get players that I know are going to put up X amount of points or in a smaller range, right? they're probably worth it to me because I know I can count on them. So for me, that's where Jared Goff falls into.
Yeah.
And again, he's got a great offensive team. He's got a lot of weapons.
So many weapons.
Hopefully Jahmyr Gibbs gets more touches. You know, so like, again, he's in a great system, a great offense. And honestly, all three of them are. But yeah, I've got Goff at 7.
Yeah, man. I love Goff this year. He's not in my top 10.
Man.
Yeah.
We got 3 off? All right. Yeah. Well, so who's your 7 then?
So my 7. 7's going to be... Oh. So...
Another one? Back-to-back spicy?
It can be a little spicy. Okay. It could be a little spicy.
Okay.
This guy, he wasn't in my top 10 for a while. And recently, I kind of, you know, putting together this list, I was like, I can't leave this guy out. I can't leave him. I can't put him in my top 5.
Right.
I can't not put him in my top 10. And so... This guy.
Who's that?
Mr. Justin Herbert.
Ooh, that's my boy.
Yeah. Remember earlier I said Brock Purdy's not in my top 10?
Yeah.
The reason I had Brock Purdy slotted in at 7.
Oh.
Which is going to be my spicy take. After sitting on it, thinking about it over the summer, I had to switch him out. I like the rushing.
So you switched him for Herbert.
So I switched Herbert, and I moved Brock Purdy out, and I love the rushing upside. Of Herbert. I think this year, he doesn't have a lot of weapons. I think they're going to see a lot more running. And I do like, you know, there's these, we call it generational talent, right? There are these quarterbacks like the Patrick Mahomes, the Joe Josh Burrows, Allen, Josh Allen's. And I think there are legit generational talent.
Yeah.
And I think he's one of them. So,
hey, listen, I love to hear it. As a Chargers fan, I love to hear it. Even though, surprisingly, being a Chargers fan, I don't have him in my top 10. And it's not a shot. I think he's right there. I think he's that 15 to 11 range. So he's a top half guy. And the upside on him is great. You might be able to get him in a little bit later round because a lot of people aren't talking about him right now. And a lot of people have the idea, oh, he has nothing over there. Well, maybe he'll make some, you know.
Yeah.
So I love the pick. For me, I just couldn't solidify him in the top 10 because of that. And honestly, well, it's not even that spicy because you could swap him for Kirk or maybe Purdy, kind of like you did.
Yeah.
But to me, I have to give the benefit to the team with better setup. That's why. Do I think he's more talented than these other guys? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it kind of goes back to like situational for me, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's hard to say. I love to believe in my Chargers this year, but it's going to be a tough season.
Yeah.
But anyways, rolling into my number 6. So my number 6, somebody you already talked about. Jordan Love.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a little bit higher sold on Jordan Love.
Yeah.
You kind of broke it down already. A lot of high points. Offense is great. I think his new contract, and honestly, he balled out last year. I mean, I think he had a top 10 finish last year.
That boy balled out.
And I think he only gets better. I mean, they brought in Josh Jacobs if they can keep receivers healthy. I'm honestly a bigger believer on him, which is funny because honestly, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when he was still sitting behind Rodgers, I was one of the guys that was like, "Oh, he's not gonna be nothing."
Yeah.
And man, was I wrong? He's doing great.
Dude, proved me wrong big time.
Oh yeah.
But last year, I didn't draft him anywhere. I was like, I don't think you know.
I was trying to trade for him last year. I wanted a piece of it, but my brother won't trade me. So.
Oh yeah. No, he ain't gonna trade me.
Yep.
But yeah.
Who you got at 6 though?
6. All right. Oh man.
Oh boy!
Oh man!
What do we got here?
This is the dude. This is the dude. I am very excited for this year. My 6. I'm gonna hold off giving them because I want to talk about him real quick. Before
6.
Yeah, my 6th quarterback.
Man, who's your 6? This is a big pick.
Yeah, this is a big pick for me. So I couldn't put him in my top 5. Those top 5 guys, they have been there forever, right? They kind of solidify, they move around. But as far as, you know, my 6th pick, this guy, exciting new offense, won Rookie of the Year last year, I believe. Mr. C.J. Stroud himself.
Go Bucs.
Man.
Go Bucs.
The dude is, he's that guy. And, like, love him. I mean, we're Ohio State fans.
Clearly.
You know, it's growing. I grew up in Ohio. I mean, it's one of those things of, like,
I did
I'm
not.
Proud.
But go Buckeyes.
Hey, go Buckeyes, man. OH.
IO, baby.
And so, long story short, I'm just very proud to have Ohio State quarterback do well.
Man, finally. Right. That's a whole nother video. Yeah, we can't go down that rabbit hole. That's a whole nother video, but thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a good quarterback from the University of Iowa State.
Yeah. Woo. And so it's just like, you know, it's exciting to wrap it up and make it quick. I believe the sky's the limit for this guy. I don't think there is any you know, there are some caveats, but I mean, he's got new weapons. He's got Stephon Diggs coming in. He's got Joe Mixon now as the running back.
Like, Tank Dell coming back.
Tank Dell coming back. Nico Collins being steady Eddie. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's the sky's the limit for this team. And I think for him, you know, that many weapons, I mean, I put him in that bucket. I mean, he runs a little bit sometimes. You know what I mean? Come on. So, yeah. Mr. CJ Stroud at 6 for me.
Dang. All right. We're going top 5 now. Rich. Top 5.
So top 5. Yeah. Tell me.
So number 5 is actually Jerome's guy. Big believer that this is Jerome's guy.
This is my guy. Tell the people. If this is my guy, it's your guy. It's Mr. Joey B himself.
He is correct. I've got Mr. Joe Burrow at my number 5. Yes. He's at 5 because, again, he's a generational talent. His offense got a little worse, but he still has one of the top receivers, in my opinion, in Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
But the reason I had to put him down at 5 is because he did lose a couple pieces. He is also coming off of injury.
Yeah.
So there's a couple factors that make him move down just a hair.
I respect it.
But, if I was picking off of bias or talent and other things, he'd probably be a little bit higher. For fantasy football, I think there's a couple guys that you could get a little bit more, not reassurance from, but a little more comfort in the fact of, right, they're not coming off an injury.
Yeah.
They didn't lose some key players, stuff like that. So, I mean, again, like you were talking about, the top five, when you get into the top five, it's guys that are established, guys that are doing well. You can't go wrong with these top five. Like, if you're taking a first pick and it's one of these five guys, like, you're not going wrong. Like, there's not a bad quarterback, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, even on this list, there's not a terrible quarterback. Right? Yeah. Like, we're talking about the top 10, so. Yeah. I mean, y'all know that, but.
Yeah.
Anyways, who do you got at 5, man?
Man, so this is also a spicy, unpopular opinion.
Oh.
Dude, my list.
All the hot takes.
I'm looking at some hot takes. I'm like, you know, I believe this, though. So, but at 5, no disrespect.
Uh-oh.
Some people have him at 1.
Oh.
Mr. Lamar Jackson.
Oh, at 5.
Got him at 5 this year.
Man. Okay, tell me more about that. That's an interesting
one. I think, you know, personally, dude is talented.
Right.
Dude is very talented. You can't count dude out. Dude, but being a Bengals fan, I've got some worry. You know, for the Ravens this year.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Ravens are a good team, but I don't know how well they're going to mesh with the new system they're bringing in. Next year, I think they're going to be great.
Yeah.
I hate to admit that.
Do you think Lamar's downside is the fact that they brought in Derrick Henry? So the rushing is a little down? Or where do you think – why is he moving down a little bit?
I moved – so, like, you know, realistically, I moved him to 5 – just because, like, I think bringing in a stud running back, I love Derrick Henry. I mean, we live in Tennessee. I mean, he is everything you can dream of. But I think as far as fantasy, man, bringing in a running back like Derrick Henry takes a little bit away from Lamar. Lamar's shine, right? Lamar is a, you know, he's not just a pocket passer. So it's one of those things of, like, that goal line work going to be taken away. That was something that was keeping him. I mean, he had 4 touchdown games just on goal line. Sometimes. So it's like that goal line work being shared. And then, you know, as far as throwing the ball, I mean, he's got a couple receivers. I love Zay Flowers.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So I think it's still there. He's still going to perform in the top 5.
Right.
But I don't think he's going to have those lights out fantasy days of scoring 40, 45, 50 points on you know, Christmas Day where you're like, because I think it's just going to be spread out between Mark Andrews and Zay Flowers on the throwing, and then Derrick Henry and Lamar splitting the rushing.
Seems like there's a little bit too many mouths to feed.
Now. When it was only like 2 or 3, man.
Yeah.
Those 2 or 3 guys ate.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be more spread out. Those points are going to be divvied up in a lot more little areas.
I got you.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Number 4.
Yeah.
Totally. Again, 4. A guy that falls in generational talent bracket for me, Josh Allen.
Ooh, okay.
So, yeah, I've got Josh Allen at 4 again. He probably could be a 2-3. Kind of the same thing with Burrow. Not the hurt part, but the just lost quite a bit of guys on offense.
Yeah.
Just a lot of changes, but also you can't put him out of the top five again. I also think he also has a big rushing upside. Because, I mean, Buffalo already came out too and said, like, hey, we want to let him run some more like he used to a year or two ago. And, you know, they're really trying to incorporate him back into being that guy again.
Yeah.
So he's, I mean, again, he's still got great upside. But yeah, just moving down, just a hair. But yeah, I've got Allen at the four. Who do you got at four?
What's funny? I got literally Josh Allen smack dab at four. Straight easy. Up. So
it's our first it's our first lined up match.
Straight up agree.
Yeah.
And like, I will say the reason why I can't count him out, he's got Dalton Kincaid. He's got James Cook. He's got these like younger guys that they haven't developed fully.
Right.
But they are showing us great stuff so far. I mean, I know I've got shares of Dalton Kincaid, and I'm like, he could be tight end, top five tight end. I mean, last year he was, I think.
Yeah.
So it's like, the dude is talented. James Cook, got shares of him in Dynasty, man. Love what he's doing. I think he's got, like, you know, that run and can catch the ball. So, so yeah, I think Josh Allen, you know, he's got three weapons, 3 miles to feed. I think he's going to do just fine.
And he's just Josh Allen.
He's Josh Allen, man.
Can't count him out.
Can't count him out.
All right.
Yeah.
Top three.
Time for the big dogs.
So, I actually fought tooth and nail on my 2-3.
Okay.
The one was very easy for me. But my 2-3, I'm talking about, I had three different versions of my list, and they switched each time.
Yeah.
So, my number three is CJ Stroud.
Oh, okay.
So, my number three is CJ Stroud. I'll explain why the 2-3 is harder when you guys know my 2. But you kind of went over a lot of stuff with the Texans. I think he's going to have a phenomenal year. I think you already give him, you know, a rookie of the year season, man, taking him to playoffs, all this stuff. Now you add Stephon Diggs to it. I know a lot of people are worried about it because Stephon Diggs wants the ball a lot, those certain things. But also, it's Stephon Diggs. Like, you know, you should give him the ball, right? I think he has a top three finish. I think he goes off this year. He's one of the guys, also a little bit of a homer, right? So for me, he's kind of one of the guys I might target up top. And early picks. Yeah, right. Especially in our league. So all our family is Ohio State fans. So everybody's going to try to take him first. But yeah, who do you got kicking off your top three?
Man, so going into my top three, we're sitting with Mr. Jalen Hurts himself. I a lot of respect for Mr. Jalen Hurts. I just watched a press conference of him. I don't know, did you see his press conference?
No, I didn't see it.
So he's been silent all up until about yesterday. And I watched a press conference, and he looks like a different man. Talks like a different man. He looks way light on his feet. He looks like he's not carrying the weight of the world. And so, honestly, personally, I'm like, you know what? The dude's, I think he's going to have a great year. I think he's going to come out a little loose, actually have fun this year, and actually end up going further than, you know, sometimes. Than you've ever been. I think sometimes when you're really, really just striving after that thing, and you're focusing, you're working hard towards that one thing.
Yeah.
At least for me, I can get tunnel vision. My wife is always like, hey, you're super tunnel vision right here. Let's look at it from a 10,000 foot view. I see Jalen Hurts looking at it like an eagle looking down, 10,000 foot view. Eagle looking down. I didn't even do that on purpose. But honestly, I think for him this year, I think he's going to be top three in fantasy. Out of the weapons he's got, he's got Saquon Barkley. He's got Devontae Smith, AJ Brown. He's got
He's got weapons.
Got weapons for days. He is a weapon himself.
Right.
He can run. He can throw. So I think this year is just going to be more about fun. And I think he's going to actually have a great year in fantasy.
I don't disagree. Rolling in the top two. So my number two is Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
And so the reason I explain a little bit more on that now, the reason Stroud and Mahomes were so close to me and why I gave the nod to Mahomes.
Yeah.
It's because he's coming off back-to-back Super Bowl wins. It's Patrick Mahomes. He's the guy that's leading the charge of the generational talents.
Dude.
So as much as I absolutely love CJ Stroud, I can't give him the nod over the back-to-back Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah.
Again, it's actually funny, too. Last year was the first year I drafted Patrick Mahomes. Oh, really? And it was one of Patrick Mahomes' like down fantasy years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. That was a little bit bitter because I took him. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get that 30 points every week.
Yeah.
And then
yeah. He
actually had a low year, but he also won the Super Bowl. So
yeah. That
tells you right there, fantasy football does not translate to NFL game football.
Yeah.
At least fully. But, yeah, I've got him at two. It's enough said, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Patrick Mahomes. Like,
yeah.
There's not much more to put with that besides.
Yeah. Dude, we are actually in agreement.
So oh,
my number two is Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, okay.
And honestly, I got everything you said. What's funny is I look back to one of my leagues I was playing at ESPN. Just
old
friends. Like, I'm talking friends from, like, high school.
Mm.
I had Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Yeah. I paired them, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was, like, one of those things where I was doing well because I had other pieces. But when they had their bye, I traded Patrick Mahomes for CJ Stroud.
Mm.
And I traded Travis Kelce for Sam Laporta.
Mm.
And then I ended up winning that
both
league.
Both good moves.
And it was like, at the time, it made no sense. Everyone was like, dude, you're crazy.
Yeah.
They were like, they're one-hit wonders. And I'm like, dude.
But it worked out.
But it worked out. And honestly, I look back at that, I was like, man, I might be too low on CJ Stroud. Like, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Oh, shoot. But like, at the end of the day, though, like, Patrick Mahomes, yeah, I echo everything you said. Dude has won back-to-back championships.
Yeah.
And he's just that good. Like,
yeah.
He's a guy. So
hopefully he bounces back this year, at least fantasy football wise.
Obviously, football wise,
there's nothing really to bounce back from in Chiefs version,
yeah,
right? You just won a Super Bowl again. But cool. All right, rolling into number one. So
my
number one is actually the guy you were talking about with the whole 5-1 thing, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
He's my number one.
Yeah.
We've kind of already hit on the Ravens quite a bit.
Yeah.
The rushing upside, the throwing upside. Yeah. Generational talent guy. And I think he actually gets a little bit more or a little bit less attention because Derrick Henry's getting there. So that's where we differ.
Yeah,
you see it dipping. I see it going up because they are going to focus so much on
the
fact
guys in
the
box.
That they do have Derrick Henry there.
Yeah.
So I see a little bit of an uptick. I think it relieves a little bit of pressure for him to do more of what he does, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
I respect
that's why
it.
I got him at my number one.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
who do you got?
I think my number one's pretty clear and obvious. Mr. Joe Burrow himself.
Joe Burrow.
I'm going to do a spoiler of why I believe. There's we're going to do our top wide receivers.
Yeah, that's the next video.
And that's
top
the
wide
next
receivers.
Video, top wide receivers. But not to get ahead to that, there is a new talent in Cincinnati that I
already know you're talking about. I'm going to beat you to him on draft board.
So, as far as Joe Burrow's weapons, I think the sky's the limit. This is me speaking, trying to be a realist. I mean, I don't want to speak as a fan,
right?
But I truly do think this is the year that my Cincinnati Bengals take it off to the Super Bowl. I think Joe Burrow has that year that is just, we are solidifying him as like, he might be the best player.
Mm.
I think this is that year,
okay.
Personally.
We won't talk about the Rams Super Bowl thing and all
man,
of that. That's
that
a whole other video. But
man, we can't. Oh,
yeah,
we
can't.
Gotta
we
bring that
we
up
got,
like
yeah,
that.
We got.
Man.
We got to roll past that
Played
one.
My
but,
whole
life,
literally. Anyway, that's a whole.
But
down
but yeah, so that's the top 10
top
right 10. There. So what we like to do also is after our top 10, we like to give you guys one honorable mention.
Yeah.
So a guy that could make it if somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Could make it in there anyway, just right outside, super close.
Yeah.
And then also we have two different categories, one called Sleeper and one called Dark Horse.
Yeah.
So Sleeper is somebody that's probably not being talked about as much, maybe counted out a little bit, projected to do lower, and we think is going to do better than those projections.
Yeah.
Dark Horse is a guy that we think is going to have a phenomenal year that is not being talked about or projected to do really bad or kind of like a hot take.
Not on anybody's radar. Like,
right,
a
little bit of a hot take.
Like, people are just like, oh yeah, he's down there somewhere.
Right.
But it's like he's on your radar and you're like, hey, if this
I'm going to try to get him.
I'm getting him.
Exactly.
So.
Cool. So for me, my honorable mention is actually – Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So that's my honorable.
That's pretty spicy.
I think
he's... Talk on that a little bit, yeah.
I mean, you kind of highlighted earlier, right? I think it's one of those times where Jalen Hurts wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he hasn't wanted to win before, right? But he's had good seasons. He's had good teams. But I think this is the year that he really straps in, focuses on what he's got going and takes them on a far run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've honestly, he could move up to somewhere in the top seven, top six. It's kind of my ceiling is like six. But he's probably at my 11 for sure.
Dang, yeah.
But, dude. Yeah, who's your honorable mention?
Dang. So, my honorable mention is Mr. Brock Purdy himself.
Okay.
And so, I mean, we talked about it earlier. He was in my top 10. I had to switch. Justin Herbert was my honorable mention, and I swapped them because of Justin Herbert's rushing upside. Essentially, anybody in this top 10 list goes down, I would put Brock Purdy right in that list.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of what we talked about. Honestly, it's the reason Herbert wasn't in my top 10, which is funny because Herbert's actually my sleeper pick.
I'm like
right there with you, right? Where it's like,
yeah.
I think Herbert will have a top 15 finish somewhere in there,
right?
But a lot of people are projecting him to do pretty poorly because of the offensive change and, you know, the new head coach, all that stuff.
Yeah, you still don't know, but
yeah. So I get where you're coming from. That's honestly the only reason I gave the nod to Purdy was because of the long established offense and the weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
But I also really like Herbert being up there too. So that's my sleeper pick too, is Justin Herbert. But who's your sleeper, man?
Yo, so sleeper is Mr. Jared Goff himself.
Okay.
So we are those lower guys just switched around, right? And so Jared Goff, I mean, he's got a lot of talent around him. And he's good himself. Like you said, I think the best thing he's done is move to Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, bringing in Jameer Gibbs, you got David Montgomery, Mr. Steady Eddie, 10 to 15 points.
Don't
know what you're getting. You know, you got Sam LaPorta. That dude has really come off like what?
Hot.
And then Amon-Ra is – he's a dude. He's just that good. So
he may make it in my top 10. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh yeah. On the receiver list. Yeah, but we'll have to check out. So,
but
sleeper wise, Jared Goff. Okay. He's my sleeper this year. I think if he falls in the right spot for me, I'm grabbing him everywhere if I can. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, my dark horse, last pick of the day.
Yeah.
My dark horse is actually Will Levis of the Titans.
I love that dark horse pick.
Yeah, he.
I love it.
He's a guy that, dude. You know, being in Nashville, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a Titans fan, but hear me out. Going and watching him play a couple games last season, he's got the potential. But a lot of people are hit or miss on him. Even asking Titans fans, it's like either they love him or they want to move on.
Yeah.
And I think this is a big prove it year for him. But I think the Titans went. The Titans are giving him the best chance to succeed this year. They brought in Pollard. They brought in Tyler Boyd. They brought in Calvin Ridley. So they brought in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily a bunch of top 10 receiver guys, right? But a lot of, you know, 20 to 30 range, right? Like they brought in a lot of, I would call them tier 2 wide receivers.
Yeah.
And so with three tier 2 wide receivers, sometimes it's better than having one star and a bunch of three, you know, tier three guys. So, I think it's a big year for him to prove if he's going to stay in Nashville. But I like the upside. I think he can rush a little bit. I think he can throw the ball. I think that the Titans haven't really done an air raid offense in a while.
Yeah.
And I think this year they're gonna open playbook and air raid it out.
He's got that dog in him.
Yeah.
As they would say. Seriously. He's got that dog in him. Yep. Bro, I echo.
Who's your dark horse?
For my dark horse, this guy's a rookie.
Okay.
Untested.
Mm.
Nobody knows how
he's going to perform. So semi-hot take.
This is a semi-hot take.
Okay.
But rookie, untested, nobody knows how he's going to do. But, you know, I personally believe in this guy. I think Jaden Daniels.
Oh, Commanders. Okay.
With the Commanders. Commanders, I don't really care about the Commanders. But at the end of the day, I think he's going to be... He's my dark horse. He's going to do better than what is expected.
Okay.
You know,
do you think
I watched,
he starts day one with Sam Howell?
I think he starts day one. I think his IQ is a little unmatched in that room. Mm. I think his IQ is better than what we expect. I think he's going to make some plays with his legs and with his arm. And so, essentially, I think he's going to actually be pretty, like, serviceable for fantasy this year.
Okay. Side question, not necessarily tied to fantasy.
Do you think...
You think he's the best quarterback in this draft?
Oh, hands down.
Okay.
Hands down.
I want to see.
I think it's going to be a battle between him and Drake May.
Drake May.
Okay. So I think they're going to be battling for who's the best quarterback in this draft.
Okay. Interesting. But, that was a little side question. It wasn't fantasy related, but just want to see. But Yeah, that's top 10. Our sleepers, dark horse, yeah. All those picks. I think your list is great.
Dude, I think it was solid.
Yeah, we didn't compare notes. We want to do this in the more like reactive, yeah. Kind of live type feel to it, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think our lists are pretty comparable. A lot of guys are just kind of shifted around. It's a lot of the same names that we're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think our next one up is going to be our top 10 receivers. I think that'll be the next episode.
Yeah, and we want to hit, you know, it's early August. We want to hit some fantasy stuff before the NFL season starts.
Right.
We will be talking about more NFL stuff, not just fantasy stuff. But for right now, I think the excitement of fantasy coming back, every OTAs,
football being back.
So it's like, okay, let's hit some topics about some fantasy stuff. Get out, you know.
Maybe we'll sprinkle a little bit of college football.
Yeah, you know, I've been playing a lot of NCAA 25, man. Yeah. You probably see me on there every day.
Yeah. EA College Football 25, hey, man. I'm actually gonna know some of the other teams' names and stuff like that. But we've got some good stuff planned for you guys this year. I think it'll be good. Yeah. Hey, leave comments. Let us know what you think of mine or Jerome's list.
Yes.
What can change. Where you guys have your list. Interact, man. Leave comments. We'd love to get your guys' feedback, questions. We want to make this a thing where we can interact with y'all, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not come here and get every single piece of advice from me. You know, we're not trying to be that type of podcast. We want to interact with y'all. We want this to be questions and answers.
Right.
And all the good things, man. But, hey, if you like the video, please share it, subscribe, send it to your friends, man. We really appreciate it.
And also, if you have a top 10 list, throw in the comments.
Yeah.
I truly want to check them out. Like, I'm not here to judge. I might comment,
right?
But I'm not here to judge. My list is pretty wacky as we were talking, but I'd love to see your list. But yeah, don't share it with friends. We want to build this as a community. We're not doing this to just be like, oh, you're wrong, I'm right. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I really do want to just make friends, talk about football, enjoy a topic of fun.
Yeah.
Football. Everyone.
I love other takes, man. Yeah. I love hearing other people's thoughts on it. Makes me, I've had conversations with people, with Jerome a while back, but even conversations with friends, man, and my list is actually probably impacted throughout the off season and talking to friends and different people, man. Be sure to leave some questions or stuff like that for us, and we'll catch you in the next episode. But this is the fourth podcast.
Two, baby.
We'll catch
first
y'all.
One.
Yep.
Done.
We will catch y'all in the next episode.
Hey, see you guys.
See you guys.